The indie band Field Music, who of course were nominated for a prestigious Mercury Music Prize in 2012, are headlining an event at Sunderland Minster on Friday night. They're one of a number of bands taking part in the event, which marks the end of 5 days of fundraising for UNICEF's Winter Appeal, providing urgent aid to families affected by the crisis in Syria.
This has been going on so long I can't believe it.
Well, I asked there Peter Brewis then why he was keen to support this particular cause.
You know, it's been in the news a lot, and me and Ben from Independent, who's organising the whole thing, you know, we've talked about it a bit, and, you know, we've both been sort of quite concerned about, you know, we've seen how it kind of affects children of the same age that, you know, as our kids, really, when we see these images of, you know, these 2, 3, 4 year olds who are really struggling to survive, then it really affects us, you know. And
it's going to be unusual doing something like this, though, in a church. You know, it's very different to the kind of venue where we normally play.
Yeah, we don't often play in churches. I know the Minster have had plenty of gigs on before, and, you know, I've been to a few of them, and fingers crossed it should be fine.
What are the acoustics like? I can't work out if they'd be really good or really bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully really good.
It's a part of a busy spell for you, because you're off to London next month as well, to the Barbican, because the film The Asunder, which you did the music for, that was premiered at the Sunderland Empire last year. I remember covering that at the time. But you're going down to do the same thing, where you are playing the soundtrack live to the film. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, we'll be trying our damnedest to play the soundtrack live again. But this time it's going to be a kind of slightly more scaled down version for economic reasons. We can't get the entire Northern Symphonia in the van. So we're doing a kind of, it's more sort of string quartet, and we've got another kind of, well, she lives in Glasgow now, Sarah Hayes, doing all of the wind parts. I don't know how she's going to do it, but she is. And then it's Warm Digits and Field Music.
But is it basically like they used to do in the days, the old black and white film, you know, the bloke with the piano watching what's happening on the screen, and here's a dramatic bit, and you get a bit more excited, and then, oh no, they're tying him to the railroad track, you know, all that kind of stuff?
Not really. It's not like that. It's more, it's the way that we sort of composed it. We wrote the music at the same time that the film and the script was getting made, really. So it was more of a case of write some kind of modules of music which we thought would kind of fit the sort of the context of the film.
And in the meantime, tickets still available for the event on Friday?
Yes, from Independent's website.